Good afternoon. The circulation around a developing ocean storm well east of Cape Cod is producing clouds and wind primarily for New England. We're seeing the clouds extend all the way back into the southern tier of New York, including the Catskills and mid and lower Hudson Valley. These clouds are slowly eroding away from north to south, and these locations will see more in the way of sunshine through the afternoon. It will take longer for the sun to come back in central and southern New England with the ocean storm relatively close by, although it will be dry through the day, with mostly sunny skies for the rest of the area north of I-90. Temperatures will respond, reaching the upper 30s and lower 40s on average. High pressure will build in behind this system as we get into the night tonight, and with the snowpack still on the ground across interior New York and New England and a clear sky, temperatures will drop quickly, reaching low values mainly in the teens to around 20 by sunrise tomorrow. That high pressure center will keep it dry tomorrow, although as it slides off the eastern seaboard, sunshine will eventually give way to increasing clouds as an approaching front from the Midwest makes its way toward us by the end of the day. As we get into Monday night and Tuesday, just a couple of snow showers, but generally a dry front passing through. As we move in through the day Tuesday, temperatures will manage to get into the middle 40s with a mix of sun and clouds until the front passes by. At this point, the wind will flip around to the northwest and temperatures will drop quickly. And on Wednesday, despite full sunshine, it'll be breezy and much colder with highs only in the mid-20s. High pressure will be overhead on Thursday with sunny skies. Temperatures will moderate a bit, but still below normal in the mid-30s before the next disturbance approaches on Friday. This one will have a little more moisture to work with, and with increasing clouds, there is the chance of showers with highs in the mid-40s, and clouds will stick around mixed with a little bit of sun, but still the risk of showers to open up next weekend on Saturday with high temperatures around the 50-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that developing storm over the Atlantic Ocean well east of New England will produce snow and wind today for Cape Cod. And parts of the Cape will pick up as much as 4 to 8 inches of heavy wet snow, while winds will gust up to 55 miles per hour. Across to the west, a strong cold front will bring lower elevation rain and mountain snow to the Pacific Northwest over the next few days. A portion of the front that will be moving onshore is expected to become stationary, keeping the rain and snow across Northern California, much of Oregon, the Great Basin, Intermountain West, and Northern Rockies. Flood watches and warnings have been issued due to the rain and increased snowmelt, primarily in the Northern Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 4 below zero at Berlin, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy, mid-30s. Boston, mostly cloudy, windy, mid-30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, with highs around 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees. The average low, 27. The record high, 78, set in 2012. And the record low, 10 below zero, in 1967. Sunrise this morning, 7 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:07 p.m., 12 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, pleasantly cool today, with highs in the lower 40s. Clear and cold tonight, with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming partly sunny, breezy today with highs around 40. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming partly sunny today with highs right around 40, mostly clear and cold tonight with lows around 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds becoming breezy Tuesday in the mid-40s. Sunny, breezy, and much colder Wednesday in the mid-20s. Sunshine, chilly on Thursday in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers Friday in the mid-40s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Saturday and highs around 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.